The United States has cut funding for the United Nations family planning programs overseas. Today, the State Department announced it will take $34 million that had been earmarked for the UN Population Fund and divert the money instead to its own development agency. The move is likely to play well with the president's conservative supporters, but women's rights groups and congressional critics accuse the Bush administration of pandering to domestic political pressures at the expense of women and children overseas. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Just last year, Secretary of State Colin Powell was praising the UN Population Fund for carrying out what he called invaluable work. The president himself asked Congress to increase funding, calling for nearly $4 million more than the fund received the last year of the Clinton administration. But in January, the White House suspended the money on a temporary basis. Now, that decision is final. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says it's because of concerns over the fund's activities in China. Boucher says the fund works with Chinese agencies that force women to get abortions, and so the money is better off with the State Department-run U.S. Agency for International Development.
$34 million that we have for the UN Population Fund, with the approval of Congress, will be spent on population programs under USAID's Child Survival and Health Program Fund. While Americans have different views on the issues of abortion, I think all agree that no woman should be forced to have an abortion.
Sterling Scruggs of the UN Population Fund says he's shocked by the news. He denies the UN is involved in coercing women to have abortions in China or anywhere else. And he says the cut, nearly 13% of the fund's budget, will force the UN to scale back or abandon numerous programs around the world.
Efforts to reduce maternal mortality in Maharashtra state in India, midwife training in Algeria, AIDS Center for Youth in Haiti, emergency obstetric care in Burundi, and the list just goes on and on and on of things that would be cut because of this funding loss.
Critics of the move are condemning it as an effort to please conservative voters ahead of elections in November. Carolyn Maloney, Democrat from New York, is one of 48 members of Congress who wrote to the president last week expressing extreme concern about cutting money for the UN fund, also known by the acronym UNFPA. She says this decision is about politics, pure and simple.
It appears that the domestic policy is interfering in a foreign policy because Colin Powell stated that he supported the program. The fact is that the UNFPA has been effective. The fact is that Congress supports UNFPA. So what we see is almost a mindless zeal to take care of their right-wing base.
One of the most worrying aspects, Maloney says, is the State Department subsidizes family planning in far fewer countries than the UN. Women in Liberia or Iran, she says, are out of luck. Sterling Scruggs of the UN Fund agrees, but still, he says, giving money to USAID is better than nothing.
We would applaud that, but USAID is in 50-some-odd less countries than we are. Development programs are hard to get started, and you can't just give someone money today and say, take up all the slack tomorrow, particularly when they're not even in the countries. There'll be a lot of women around the world and a lot of young people who are missed.
The State Department insists women and children will not be missed, that the government is supporting family planning to the same degree as before. Congresswoman Maloney says she and the 47 other members of Congress who wrote to the president want to meet with him to discuss this further. And, she says, she and others will try to force the issue to a vote. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.